that the resurrection of Christ and the Annunciation coincide as they have done this year. And in a way, it makes our joy even more full, even more glorious, because we always think of the Mother of God in the course of all the life of Christ, either retiring, being wonderful in her silence, in her veneration of the ways of God, in her acceptance of the way of Christ, which will lead him to his passion. We see him by the cross. We hear the promise given her in the canon that indeed, weep not over me, O Mother, I shall rise again. And yet somewhere we remember the words of Simeon, a sword will pierce thy heart. And today, as it were, the circle is complete. The Annunciation was proclaimed. All things have been done, have happened, and the fulfillment of it is the resurrection. And the resurrection coming just the day before the Annunciation, as it were, wiping all tear, filling all twilight and darkness with the wonderful light of eternal life. And so we can rejoice. Rejoice even more deeply. Rejoice for her who has given us her Son, that now she is, on the day of her Annunciation, already in the certainty and glory of her Son's resurrection. Christos Vaskrisi. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.